Sonic expands Powersports presence. Sonic Automotive, already one of the largest automotive retailers in the US, is making an aggressive push into the two-wheel market. With 20 dealerships across the country, it is poised to become one of the country's largest Powersports retailers. This expansion marks a significant shift for Sonic, which has been focusing on its core auto business for years. The company's latest positioning within the Powersports segment came in April, after acquiring 5 Harley-Davidson dealerships across key U.S. markets as part of its ongoing growth strategy. These acquisitions not only expand Sonic's reach but also deepen its presence within the Harley-Davidson dealer network. The newly acquired stores are located in California, Florida, Georgia, and North Carolina, which are some of the country's most active and all-season riding regions. Sonic's president and director Jeff Dyke believes that these acquisitions will help balance out some of the stores in northern states that the company owns, which shut down during the wintertime. This strategic move is expected to boost sales in the southern half of the U.S., where dealerships can sell year-round due to favorable weather conditions. Dyke notes that when dealerships can operate 24/7, it makes a significant difference in terms of sales. The company's extension into Powersports was a natural fit, and acquiring independently owned dealerships across the country is something Sonic has plenty of experience with. By applying its business model to Powersports, Sonic is able to tap into new revenue streams. However, developing and implementing operating procedures is also crucial for Sonic's growth in Powersports. Dyke estimates that it took around 4 or 5 months of solid work for his team to get up to speed and implement the desired culture and guest experience. The company aims to deliver an exceptional experience for its customers. Sonic does not plan to change the names of its acquired dealerships, as there is significant equity in the original brands. For example, Harley-Davidson dealerships represent around half of Sonic's Powersports portfolio, and Dyke acknowledges that switching everything around would be unnecessary due to the brand value attached to these names. Sonic's approach to acquiring dealerships is a testament to its ability to adapt and innovate while respecting existing brand capital. By taking proven methods from its auto industry experience and applying them to Powersports, Sonic is well positioned for long-term success in this new market. The company's focus on delivering exceptional customer experiences and leveraging its expertise to drive growth in Powersports demonstrates a commitment to innovation and expansion. As Sonic continues to grow and evolve, it will be interesting to see how the company balances its core auto business with its expanding Powersports presence. Sonic's acquisition of Harley-Davidson dealerships marks an exciting new chapter for the company, as it seeks to capitalize on the popularity of motorcycles and powersports in the U.S. market.